10 years of connection, mentoring, and startups. 10 years of SME growth and supports. Your local enterprise office is celebrating a milestone 10th anniversary. LEO Waterford, making it happen.
Let's go and talk with Liam, with Martin, with Jackie. They're here in studio. Good morning, folks. How are ye?
We're very good.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Full names and titles, please.
Jackie Gall from the local enterprise office. I'm a senior enterprise development officer there.
Liam Murray of Marley Products.
Martin Hamm, Marley Products.
How are you, lads?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. Has this lady been amazing for you?
Absolutely. She's been fantastic.
Yeah. Getting her to blush already. Tell me a little bit about your products first and the companies, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Well, we're an injection moulding operation, but we provide a range of services in addition to injection moulding. We do the core moulding process. We do assembly, packaging and warehousing for a number of ranges of products in different categories. We produce a lot of construction products. We do products for the agri market. We do some food products and also some general engineering type products.
How many staff would you have at the minute?
At the moment, we have 12, but we're
very good.
We're growing.
Yeah.
We're growing about 18% a year at the moment.
Wow, yeah, that's so excellent. Very good.
It's developing well for us.
And where's home for you?
For us now is out on the western extension of the industrial estate. We moved into the old Allsop plant.
Oh, yes.
On the IDA industrial estate there, unit 503. So we're there since 2019. So it's been going well for us. We've doubled our business since we've moved in.
Brilliant.
So we're moving in the right direction, and with the help of Jackie and good customers and good staff, the business
That's
is going
well. That's what
it's
all about.
Yeah. And we have a few water-based companies we deal with, Flavins and EcoBurner and Fastform.
Yeah.
And we try and keep some of our business in Waterford to keep it local. And the same with we're dealing with engineering shops or in electrical goods or whatever. We just keep everything local here in Waterford to keep business in Waterford, you know. And then we get a lot of help from Waterford, and Enterprise Ireland has been fantastic. Our local enterprise board has been fantastic to us.
Jackie, in terms of, again, we're covering different topics with different interviews, and in terms of the lads here, what have ye been able to do, not only to keep their businesses going, but to help them grow, help them reorganise, help them redirect?
Yeah, we've worked with Marley Products a number of years. I suppose we did give a priming grant in the early stages a number of years ago to help start them off, and that would have helped with the machinery and salary costs and any kind of manufacturing or services that have a potential to export kind of qualify for the priming grant. I suppose most recently, with their numbers growing and their sales increasing, we've worked with them around a business expansion grant. And I'll leave the lads tell you what that assisted with, but it was multiple pieces of machinery and a gantry system to be put into the building to kind of make it more efficient in there. I suppose the aim around that then is, because they're going above the 10, an awful lot of people wouldn't realise that the local enterprise office can help people above the 10. But once they have that export ambition, basically now we're working after the business expansion grant, we're starting to work with the lads around export development.
So give us an example then of how things have worked, I suppose, in practice.
Our business has changed radically over the last 4 or 5 years. We've gone from old style conventional moulding machines to which were basically hydraulic machines which used power all the way through the cycle. They were big electric motors driving hydraulic pumps that control all the functions on the machine. But the new type of machines now are known as fully electric, and what you have is electric servos controlling all the individual functions on the machine. So what that means is, when the moulding process is being conducted, when the plastic is cooling in the cavities and the mould, it doesn't require any electricity. You're not using power. You're only using electricity when you're actually creating some kind of movement or function in the machine. And what we've done is, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, we've replaced all but two of our hydraulic machines. So 10 out of 12 of our injection molded machines are now fully electric. And what we've done,
and that's a big process. Yeah. That's a big thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Again, I don't know much about the business, but from what I'm hearing from you, your systems are set up in such a way to be this, this, and this.
Yes.
And suddenly you're trying to. So not only in the process of change, but even having the confidence to do that and all that. So,
but there's more to it than that. Before, all our molding machines were basically just ejecting parts down a slide onto a conveyor. Now we have robots attached to all the machines, removing the parts and stacking them. So that makes it more efficient. It also makes the quality of the product more repeatable, because you're not handling it or getting it damaged or marked. Further to that, what we've done is we've put in, with the help of Jackie and the local enterprise office, we put in a central feed system. Basically, all our machines now are centrally fed by a central feed system, where all the material is stored in one location. It's blended and mixed and dried and sent through a pipe from the central feed to each individual machine. In addition, we had to extend our mould shop, which required a gantry to be installed to facilitate those machines, because the moulds are quite heavy. They're around, they're up to 2 tons weight, and the gantry has to take the moulds in and out for mould changes. In addition to that, we had to put in a series of vacuum pumps and servos and controls and so on. Central feed system was something we were able to buy from the closure of Cartamundi. We were able to buy that at a fraction of the new price for it.
In terms of on the floor, like, people mightn't realise, as Liam was saying, the whole, the weight, all these different things come into it.
Yes.
But even in terms of the robot things, because people will say, oh, well, if more robots come in, it means less jobs. What you've been able to do is change your systems, bring in robots in certain areas, but it helps grow the business.
It does, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's right. It makes us more efficient as well with the robots. And we have staff then can look at the parts and coming off the machines and examine them to make sure, you know, everything is okay. And
you don't have names for the robots? No.
Well, they're different manufacturers. No pet names for them.
In terms of what the lads have done and how they've changed, how have ye worked with them? Obviously there's certain grants and certain mentoring processes.
Like you say, every business has a specific requirement, and we would have a mentor panel of advisors. The panel would have their own specific skill sets. They'd be kind of very proficient in different sectors or different areas that are required for the business. So even though, like, in the enterprise office ourselves, we might know exactly everything about this, because when I went out, I really had no idea, honest, what I was looking at. We would have a very qualified panel that we can choose from.
And in terms of the help that you've got, like, would you have been able to do what you have done in the last 4 to 5 years without the help of Leo?
I don't think we would, because we've come through a challenging period where we're growing the business, so our cash flow is constantly under pressure. We've been constantly reinvesting our surpluses from the business back into it, but we've done an awful lot in the last year or two with, and we've added 5 or 6 different mold machines. We've added the central feed, we've added the gantry, we've put in 149 kilowatts of solar panels on the roof, we put in all new LED systems. We're on our second stage of LED lights now in the company. We have had quite an ambitious period of investment. It wouldn't have been possible without Jackie, and it wouldn't have been possible without her staff and some very good customers. We're at a stage now where we're getting a great buzz from the business, because it's growing. We're attracting business with relative ease compared to how it was before.
And can I just say in there, I just also think it's really important to have a company like Marley in Waterford, because we see an awful lot of our other clients starting out or whatever, they'd often say they're going to Marley, or whatever. Yeah. They'd be getting assistance towards the moulds or the tooling or whatever. Yeah. And having that locally rather than having to go further afield in relation to getting moulded products is a huge addition.
We actually had Milo from Monkey Cups. We were producing the lids for Milo, and and she actually put us on to other people who were in the enterprise looking for funding. So we got actually work in through word of mouth. Through the board as well.
And the excitement, as Liam is saying, about the future now, I'd say you feel it on the floor as well,
do you? Yeah, there's a nice buzz around the factory and seeing even new customers coming into the plant. And from Waterford as well, we're working at something at the moment with a Waterford-based company, which looking good, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's this is what we want to do. We want to help local business as well.
But we couldn't have hoped to grow the business, particularly without our staff, because without doubt, the future growth of all business in Ireland, I think, is going to be driven by how good your staff are. And if you don't have good people, it's just not going to be sustainable, and you're not going to be able to develop the business, because you won't be able to consistently develop or supply good quality.
People are able to roll with you.
Yeah,
they're able to move. They're able to
flexible.
They'll trust you, and you trust them. Yeah.
And they've adapted to the new demands of our business.
Yeah.
You know, the robots, even though they're doing stacking and handling of parts, has presented more challenges for the staff, because before they might be focused at the end of one machine managing the parts, and now they're dealing with multiple machines coming off. Yeah. And we recently got our ISO 9001, so we're now fully compliant in documentation for the quality to maintain that system. And our staff are doing a fantastic job on that.
That's brilliant. They're a great example, aren't they, Jackie?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, great company, as I said, to have in Waterford.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've covered lots of different types of companies. So from a manufacturing perspective, anybody who's out there, even that has an idea, a startup business, get in touch with the LEO. And then if you're looking at changing systems, or you're thinking, I wonder, will this work again?
Yeah. Well, if somebody has an idea for developing a product, we work with Stephen Farrell at Inmasol.
Yeah, another local business.
And if someone has a product and they want to manufacture, we work with Stephen on developing the product, the concept, the design. Stephen will get the tools built, and then we'll take over the manufacturing of the product. So we can provide a one-stop shop, and we can do the assembly, the packaging, the material storage, all the logistics if necessary. It's fantastic to have good partners in the business to keep the customers' requirements supplied.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure and honour.
Much,
Jackie, thank you very, very much. Thank you. Continued success.
Thank you
very much.
And happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too, Damien.
Not saying it yet.
10 years of connection, mentoring,